Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey, guys.
Take one. Hello, everyone.
I feel like whenever you say that, you jinx us. Anyway, so you guys already know this. We batch record stuff. I say it every time. You know why? Because we batch record and then I forget if I said it or not. But I know I did because I don't re-listen to these after I get them scheduled. Anyway.
What? You don't listen to them? I listen to them.
Why would I want to listen to myself? I know what I said.
It's on my schedule.
Yeah, I do not listen to my own podcast. That's kind of like liking your own Facebook or Instagram
Which posts. I also do.
Yeah, stop! Stop doing that. Don't admit that to everybody. Anyway, so yeah, we batch record. You guys won't hear this until sometime in the middle of August, and right now it's the middle of July. July 19th, to be exact. It was my mother's birthday. And 2 days from now, when we're recording, my book that I wrote is going to be released. So it'll have already been out for a good month by the time you guys hear this. But hey, I wrote a book. And if you haven't already heard, which I assume a lot of you already have, because it's been all over my social media, or it will be by the time you hear this, it's called The Deadly Garden. It's the first in the Driftwood Cove mystery series, so there's a bunch more books coming. I'm already working on book two. As of right now, mid-July, I've got the first two chapters written and my whole outline done. But who knows how much I'll have done by the time this airs. And I don't know when this is going to air because I'll never hear it after I'm done recording today. So anyway, my book is on paperback and it's on Kindle, so go to Amazon. Find it, read it. It's a cozy mystery, so it's clean. It's appropriate for everybody. The end of sales pitch? That wasn't really a sales pitch. What was that? An informational
knowledge
announcement?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, moving on.
All right, so today's episode is going to hit home for anyone who's ever stared at a TikTok trend in confusion or struggled to work a new gadget, or felt personally victimized by the latest Gen Z saying.
All of the above for me.
Yes. Well, we're talking about that age-old question, am I too old for this?
We have a lot to unpack here, and I feel like if you have to ask, the answer is probably yes. But moving on, from confusing fashion trends to the latest social media platforms, we're going to break it all down with a healthy dose of humor, some shocking realizations, and maybe even some tips to help us keep up. So grab your reading glasses or your progressive lenses and let's get into it.
All right, let's start with the big one, technology. Nothing makes me feel like I'm aging in dog years more than trying to set up a new device.
Right? Remember when getting a new phone just meant transferring your contacts or maybe changing your ringtone? Now there's facial recognition, cloud backups, app migrations, and it's like defusing a bomb.
And don't even get me started on smart home devices. My thermostat talks to my phone, my fridge tells me when I'm out of milk, and I still don't understand what half of what Alexa does.
Except you did figure out how to get in there and make her say creepy things.
I did.
And I will never forget that. I don't even know how you did it. What did you do? You made her make a scary voice at like 11 a.m. one day when I was home alone.
Yes, and I was at work, and I got Alexa to start saying Halloween stories.
Yeah, and I knew it was you, but it still scared me. I will never let you live that one down. Anyway, I recently tried to set up a new Wi-Fi router, and I swear I was on the phone with customer service longer than the router will probably even last before it needs an upgrade.
Yes, the software updates, they get you. You just figure something out, and bam, an update changes. And everything changes, especially on your phones.
Yeah, seriously. Remember that time we were at the AT&T store and the lady that works there told us not to do the upgrades when, you know how the, like our iPhone yeah. has automatic updates? She told us not to do it because she said that, what did she say? I don't even remember, but she said it messes up the phone and you're actually not supposed to do the updates, which is ridiculous because then the phone stops working. I think that was just her way to try to get us to buy new phones all the yeah. time. She thought we were dumb. We're not dumb. We're technologically impaired, maybe, but we're not dumb. Kids today will never know the struggle of having to manually save your work. Remember the heart attack you had when you forgot to hit save on a Word document?
Or an Excel document?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Gen Z is out here like, why would you need to save? It auto-saves to the cloud.
Yeah, the cloud. It's like some mystery. Nobody actually really knows where it is.
I know.
But where is it?
I think that's where lost socks go and my yeah. youthful metabolism went.
Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I talk about the cloud, I point to the sky because that's where clouds actually are kept. I don't know. I've never had to retrieve anything from the cloud. I don't know where it goes. I don't know how to get to anything. I don't understand the cloud, but that's the pre-boomer in me, I guess.
I don't understand either.
But anyway, let's talk about social media because I remember when MySpace was the peak of innovation.
Yes, I had my songs picked out yeah, and
your
everything.
Top friends.
It was up there.
You were my top friend.
You were mine.
That's right.
Oh, and now if you use Facebook regularly, Gen Z assumes you're writing passive aggressive status updates in all caps about kids these days.
And don't even think about commenting on your kids' posts. You'll be instantly blocked.
Yes. But what gets me is the slang. Robin and I have actually done several episodes defining Gen Z slang. So if you need translations for any of the words your kids have been saying lately, check those out. These kids in what sounds like a talk like in a secret code. We learned a new one this morning with our youngest.
Oh, we did. Oh, good callback. Yeah. Do you remember what he said?
Brock?
No, tough.
Tough.
But tough meant good. It yeah. didn't mean tough. If you were to look in the dictionary next to tough, what's the definition of tough? I don't even know. Tough yeah. is tough. But apparently now tough means good.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, I hate myself a little bit, but I've been using mid myself, which is one of the Gen Z slang words that we covered. But you had asked me something recently. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, oh, it's mid. I hate myself. Why am I doing this? Why didn't I just say mediocre? I said mid.
Yeah. Mid means something average or unimpressive, which honestly feels like a very aggressive way to insult someone's favorite movie.
Yeah, it does. Oh, and don't forget about Riz. You've actually been using that yourself too. And apparently that one means charisma. So like if someone has W Riz, it means they have good charisma. I don't know why I wrote down W Riz. Maybe I was going to write something else and wrote a W there instead. Because yeah. now I don't even know what I'm talking about. But that shouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah, but what just happened to saying charming or smooth?
Yeah, they got lost in the cloud. The mysterious cloud.
So speaking of things we don't understand, fashion. Can we talk about how Gen Z is dressing like it's 1998? But in a way that looks totally different than when we did.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah. So they brought back the baggy jeans with like the super wide pant legs, the tiny sunglasses, the bucket hats. It's all back. We did this back in the 90s. I saw some kid in full JNCO jeans the other day. And I'm over here just trying to find jeans that aren't quote unquote skinny jeans or mom jeans. But I always say people are going to have to pry my skinny jeans off of my cold, dead body because I love skinny jeans and I'm never going back to the wide or bootleg jeans ever again. They fit perfectly in my Uggs and they look awesome. But anyway, also crop tops, I don't even know if they ever fully went out of style, but they're back. If I ever attempted a crop top, it would look like I outgrew my shirt in the dryer. Is it Shrek? Is Shrek the one in a crop top?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would look like if I tried to sport a crop top.
Yeah, what happened to the full-length clothing? Are we in, like, a fabric shortage?
Yeah, no, seriously. I always say I want the other half of the shirt. I don't know why they're selling half shirts. I'm paying the price of a full shirt, yet I'm getting a half shirt. Anyway, but I just want to get real with you guys for, like, 1 second. When did we all start making noises when we stand up?
Right? I know. It's like the universe, I'm over 30 grunt.
Yeah, seriously. The metabolism shift is real when you get to be our age. I used to be able to eat an entire pizza at 2 a.m. and bounce back like nothing happened. And now, if I eat a cookie, I need a nap right afterwards.
Or the fact that going out now means going out to Target and then back home before 8 p.m.
Listen, at the end of the day, I guess we can either fight it or embrace it. I'm embracing it.
Exactly. So what if we don't understand every new trend? We have life experience, wisdom, and a deep appreciation for comfortable footwear.
Seriously. And honestly, half of these trends are going to disappear before we even get a chance to figure them out.
And they might come back for our grandkids. So to everyone will. Out there wondering, am I too old for this? If it brings you joy, the answer is no. Rock that fanny pack. Use your emojis and keep confusing your kids with outdated slang.
Mm-hmm.
YOLO, right?
Is YOLO out though? Because I feel like I say that. All right.
Of course it is.
Anyway, I have to repeat, if you have to ask if you're too old for this, you probably are. But that's just my opinion. Thanks for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this trip down, wait, what does that mean, Lane? Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media. Although I have been terrible about uploading anything to any of our social media, so maybe don't follow us. Or do, and hope that one of these days I'll go back in and update everything. And that goes for the social media, except the ones I haven't figured out yet. Because it's probably new stuff, but I have us on Instagram, Facebook. You know, the boomer social media. And don't forget to check out my book because it's awesome, you guys. I think it's awesome.
So we'll see you next time.
That was your cue to say, yeah, it was awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. I was the first person to read it.
Yeah, well, you have to say it. They can't read your mind.
Yeah. So we'll see you next time. Stay young at heart. And then also, if it all else fails, just blame it on the cloud.
Exactly.
So see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.